What up, homies?
Welcome to Cunnilingus Class.
I'm Shaboose Michaels.
I'm T. Ray Tombstone.
And we're here to teach y'all how to
go down on bitches right.
Now, bitches ain't being satisfied, so check it.
Quit fucking on that clitoris so damn hard.
Bitches don't like that nonsense.
That's like putting the tip of your penis in the vacuum.
Y'all need to chill on the clitoris.
Go around that business.
That's like a button made of a million penis tops.
Now, every bitch like a cunnilingus a little bit different.
Vaginas are like snowflakes.
Snowflakes is different. Learn your bitches snowflake.
Ask your bitch what she wants, then do what she says. Some bitches like it in a circle.
Some bitches like it up and down.
Some bitches like it hard.
Some bitches like it soft.
Communicate with your bitches.
Make the alphabet with your tongue.
A, B, C, D.
And when she grab your hair like she gonna pull your damn head off, stick with that letter. I'm talking about
B.
Vaginas deserve respect.
You don't want someone slapping around your little homie.
You with the hat.
Yo.
How you like your BJs?
Damn, dog. All the time.
Shut the up.
That's because penises is easy.
And vaginas is hard.
They're confusing.
Imagine, there's an explosion at the envelope factory.
Flaps everywhere. A world of flaps.
And you need to lick your way out the factory.
But every bitch's flaps is different.
Learn your bitch's particular flaps.
Flaps be crazy.
Every flap need to be listened to.
And then you will get out of the factory alive.
Stay down there.
Plan your breathing like you're swimming.
You gotta be talking about
stroke, stroke, breathe. Stroke, stroke, breathe.
All right, let's take a 5-minute break.
And when we come back, we're gonna talk about warming your bitches up before you get busy.
And that'll last for more than 2 damn minutes.
Take a peach and practice.
Practice on a peach.
Take a peach and practice.
Practice on a peach.
Take a peach and practice.
Practice on a peach.
Well, hi and welcome to the Unnamed Movie Podcast as Douglas puts down his phone.
How do you get... Have either of you used Mixcloud?
How do you get
an RSS feed from Mixcloud?
Sure.
You Google it.
Makes sense.
Right. I am Damian, and this jackass.
This is Douglas.
I'm leaving it all in.
Yep.
It's been a while.
Yes. Yes, it has.
It's been a while. Mainly because of sports. Sports have hindered all podcasting.
I do love sports.
And we're going to have a big summer of sports.
Oh, I have to
come. I like these summers.
French Open
just ended. Djokovic won again, of course. NBA Finals.
Stop it.
What?
Stop it.
What?
Stop it.
Stop what?
Just because you don't like his name doesn't mean you need to make a Djokovic out of it.
Okay? Ah, that's... Yep.
Do you think that he's the first to make that joke?
Yeah. At least he kind of pronounced it properly. Give him props for that. He has no idea who I'm talking about, though.
Of course I know who Novak Djokovic is.
I'm sure you do. And you've seen a lot of tennis.
I used to watch tennis back in the day.
I don't watch it so much.
Yeah, when I used to play it. I don't watch it so much anymore. But I know who he is.
How did I not see it? Did you also used to play tennis?
Yes, he did.
Why wasn't I there?
I didn't play in tournaments like him. He actually played in tournaments.
To watch you people.
He actually flew over to Florida and played tournaments.
Yeah, I did. But
tell me that you had Connors at the time.
Go fuck yourself.
So yeah, French Open just ended. Uh-huh. NBA Finals NBA are going finals, on. Copa is going on.
And then Eurostats Friday.
Friday. Mm. And then...
As soon as all of that is done and I'm looking for another fix, then the granddaddy of them all.
The Olympics.
The Olympics.
Mm. Oh, wait. That's
track
true.
And field porn.
The Olympics do have football.
Yes,
there
do.
Is a reason for me to watch
There's
Olympics
a reason why
now.
Neymar okay, isn't cool. playing in Copa. He's saving himself for Olympics.
Because, can I tell you, Olympics, not my cup of
track
hot
and
milk.
Field. The Diamond League has already started. I don't talk about it around you people.
Yeah, because
you guys
give
so little.
So little. I have that many fucks. And it's not the fingers.
Oh,
it's
no.
The
whole. Oh, you're talking about the track. I've been seeing it on. And I've just been going I don't care. Literally, whenever Olympics come around, I won't seek it out actively. But when I see it on, I watch gymnastics.
Right.
I watch the swimming.
Mm-hmm. The things that aren't interesting about the Olympics. Not the track and field, that is the major event.
Maybe it's because people go to the Olympics. Maybe I'm pulling a Douglas here, but because, number one, I've always talked about this. I don't enjoy track for the main part. As a sport. Watching it isn't entertaining to me.
I'd like to continue being friends with you people.
Second of all, just like Douglas, when I see everyone enjoying it so much and I can't get it, I automatically go.
You're just going defense mode. Yeah? Now I hate it even more now. Then you guys should love Formula One because no one likes it. And no one ever will. Me.
And we'll be talking about this Douglasitis very shortly because we're going to talk about a movie. But before we talk about this movie, I need to ask you guys an important question.
Right. How much chalk?
Tell me, name me,
yes,
your favorite Key and Peele sketch.
The Liam Neeson's.
The Liam Neeson's, is, yes.
That's actually up there. Can I take up? To get a favorite is hard because there's the I Said Bitch sketch, which is, and I have to tell you, their ultimate sketch that was built up over about 2 seasons. Spectacular.
Which you thought was like the dumbest thing. Yeah, and then for a long time. And then they came with a
that something that justified what I hated for 2 years. So I am 100% happy with that now. What would be my favorite though? I don't think it's my favorite, but Aaron is spectacular.
Aaron.
Be nice.
You see, you see, the thing about it is that, like, things like I Said Bitch, Aaron, the Liam Neeson's, even things like Luther.
I know what my favorite one is.
Are things which I like a lot. But mainly because they were such regulars on the show, I almost don't want to call them out.
Yeah.
But the one that stands out in my mind that I really loved and stuck with me was one that came in the later seasons when everyone was kind of like, the rap confessions sketch.
Oh, okay.
They have this rapper in
so good.
Arrested. And they're like, you killed him, right? And then they just keep playing his recordings. Where he's just pretty much confessing to the murder.
That was good. No, but you know what my favorite one is? The professors who teach how to make love to your woman. Like, that was great. Especially the first one. The first one was spectacular.
Go down on the bus.
It's so good.
It is a I'm changing it to another recurring bit because, even though, I know what they're doing and I've seen it already, every single time I see it, I still laugh. It is when they're doing the football players' names.
O'Shag Hennessy.
DeBrickashaw Ferguson. every time it gets to the dolphin noise. I'm like, alright, I'm done.
On a side note, that might be one of my favorite things listening to the Men in Blazers podcast. Even though I don't care about MLS, but every time they have their MLS segment and you hear the Eagle for the segment, I'm like, I'm done with the segment. Anyways.
That's why I love the iCool commercial. Because there's a lady walking on a road in Jamaica.
I'm very disappointed
that makes that eagle noise and I'm just crying.
I have to tell you though, I'm very disappointed with Men in Blazers because Raj and Devo, I know you listen to this, right? Yeah.
Because you're a GFOP.
I'm a big GFOP. Right?
You're almost a part of the society. They're actually doing
commentary on Copa. They're actually talking about Copa. And I can only... Well, first of all, I have to watch it because it's video.
Work.
And I can only see it on the Vice website. When am I going to go to Vice?
No time at all.
Go there in your browser.
Nope. I have looked and apparently they're putting them up and yet they are not a part of the Men in Blazers podcast feed. What's going on, guys?
Don't you like them being fed?
No. Nope.
Yes, I do. Uh-huh. I like them being fed if I can watch it easily
on YouTube,
without doing work like pressing buttons and going to websites.
Put it on YouTube. So
all of this is leading up to the fact that this week we're here talking about Keanu.
Yeah.
The latest effort by said Jordan Peele and Key Michael Key.
Yeah.
Shark Tank and Tectonic.
Meet on Tectonic.
No, you have to do it right. You have to get the tones right here. Tectonic.
Hey, man.
How are you? How are you doing?
Nothing makes sense anymore.
Are you okay?
Maisie broke up with me.
Well,
it's gonna be okay.
You're right, Clarence. I want you to meet Keanu. Till the end
of time. No. Oh my God, that's the cutest guy I've ever seen in my life. Why's your door open?
Keanu.
I'm sorry.
I think Damon is the one who should start this off. Yeah. Because not only is it his pick, but you are the one.
Technically, it's Douglas.
You are the one who brought this.
I did it as I was joking around, and when he did it, I was like, "Yup."
But you were the one that brought Key and Peele to the podcast initially. You were the one who said Andrew Douglas.
Yeah, you guys need to watch this.
No. I remember.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
I know. And
let's review
like,
the tape.
Damon keeps taking these. So like, Damon. Mm-hmm. Anyway, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Damon, yeah, Damon came was like, Andrew Douglas. I know you're.
I totally watched Key and Peele from day one. But sure.
I like when Douglas likes a thing, then it's no mine. One right.
It's
no
mine.
One brought it to his attention. He knew so, long before everyone.
So Damon, you know
but
exactly.
When he hates things, then it's like,
oh yeah,
Damon
that
said,
fucking asshole.
Watch
yeah,
this.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was hot
so
garbage.
Now you understand what I've been saying all these years about him pretending that I like things that are bad. Like he just comes up and says, "I remember you like that thing." I'm like, no, I never said that.
I want his mentality. Right? When good things happen, it's all me, baby. It's all me.
So yes, Keanu.
When the movie started, the movie is about two grown men trying to rescue a cat. It's real stupid.
One crazy night.
It is a one crazy night movie.
Douglas's
it's
favorite
pretty good.
Genre.
It's pretty good.
Right next to French nonsense.
This movie starts out with a Matrix parody with a cat running in slow-mo. And I went, alright, stupid movie. This is real dumb. But I don't see how you're going to continue. Because two men walk in trench coats and proceed to shoot up a drug dealer's place. And the cat escapes.
I have to tell you, that was my only disappointment with this movie. That calendar wasn't all Keanu Reeves movies.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Yeah, they should have. Although, what it was of, though, was pretty spectacular.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And they did have one, because the surfer one, wasn't it?
Point Break.
Yeah.
So good.
I like the Crimson Tide one.
When, like, it started and it was like backflips and gunshots. I'm like, all right, stupid movie. Whatever. And then the cat, Jordan finds a cat and he takes him in, and his girlfriend has left him. And so he's using the cat to replace his girlfriend. And there's a cute joke where the cat is scratching the girlfriend's face of a picture. And Jordan's like, get that bitch. And I'm like, that's pretty good. Only to realize that, no, Damien, it's not good, no. We're going to keep this train a-rolling.
Get it.
The white guy that is a drug dealer, what's his name? I keep forgetting.
Oh, Will Forte?
When I saw Will Forte's face, I immediately...
17th Street like, blips.
I fell in love with the movie wholesale. And then when he was being tortured and he's like, please don't kill me, I know everything about rap. I almost died. Like, I was in the theater. There was people staring at me
as if I'd lost my mind.
Wait,
hold on. Mm-hmm. Did you go to this movie last night?
No.
Okay. All right, never mind.
What happened last night? You guys
went
to...
We went to the movie last night. And there was
a special person
in the theater. Right. To the point at which later in the movie, when they mentioned things like Steven Seagal, mm-hmm. the guy literally exclaimed louder than the movie was going, "Oh shit, I got it now!" And laughed. Like, he's been laughing for, like, you know that joke that you have about movie people being obnoxious and laughing at ridiculous, like, the whole movie.
It's just a long ramp. No, I saw it on Saturday. Because
there were finals yesterday. Listen,
I'm not going to, let's be serious. Right? I had to get dinner done and watch basketball. I don't have time for foolishness.
I just wanted to make sure that it wasn't you.
What? No. So when he was breaking the albums of all rap music, I'm like, all right, one joke about white people with dreads selling weed, listening to hip hop. Fine. But when they brought him back, I was like, please don't kill me. I know everything about hip hop. Like, part of me was so happy to hear, just to hear someone say those words. It was so good. Like, every time I thought that this movie could run out of steam, they just took it another step further. Having Method Man be the bad guy is like, it is a stroke of genius because you just see him and you see the mannerisms, and then they have to take all of this gangsterness and then pet a small kitten,
New Jack,
and they dress him up like it is what a, it is. For it's been a long time since I've looked at the movie and done what Andrew does, which is try to build a world around the movie. What could have possibly happened in this reality that would lead a gangster to put a small chain and a durag on a kitten?
We in the market for a gangster escape.
And just step after step, just laughing the entire time, watching them transform, like watching them fade in and out of being gangsters, just, you know, nice and polite and nerdy, to and then transform into Tectonic and Shark Tank. I enjoyed Shark this movie, Tank. And I'm afraid of watching it again. Like, I enjoyed it so much that I think at this point, the only thing that can happen is for me to enjoy it less. So I'm legitimately afraid of watching this movie again because of how much fun I watch it alone. I was not going to bring anybody else into this weird
because cat movie. Everyone likes cats, Damien.
I saw they're both named Nicole, but so this is weird. My sister Nicole and my other friend Nicole, both their reactions when they saw this trailer, and it wasn't pleasant. Everybody was like, and it wasn't a packed theater, because when you put out a movie about people trying to rescue a cat, a lot of people go, I came here to watch Take. I just want everybody to know.
But this movie had the Liam Neesons. They saw the Liam Neesons in this movie.
I really, 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 I enjoyed the crew. The other crew members.
That's possibly my favorite thing about this movie.
The George Michael bits.
The whole watching of all the random gang members that they are with for most of the movie. That might be my favorite thing about the movie.
They call me Trunk.
Better than Dead Body. They call me Stitches.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Tell me two things about yourself. We alternate flip days.
There's so many. Like, the thing is, talking about this movie, all I want to do is ruin the good bits, and that's no way because to describe.
That's how comedies are for the most part.
Right. That's no way to describe a movie. There's a lot. Especially if some of the things I'm saying you don't think is funny, or if you watch this movie and you're one of the people who don't like this movie, which I've seen reviews from people who
are not enamored with this movie. I could definitely see people not liking this movie. And can I tell you, I wasn't 100% certain at first.
It seems so silly. Why would anyone go into this movie and expect not this movie.
And yeah, the thing that had me kind of off about this movie to start was me being afraid that these guys who thrived on 5 to 10 minute long sketches couldn't let a joke last 90 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't last. But
they got it done.
This movie's pretty good.
It's short. Yeah. I've been watching 2 hour spandex movies this entire 2 hour plus spandex movies this entire walking into a theater and walking out, and it not being after midnight was a very fun.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, I get to go home now. It's like a movie. It's like 90 minutes less and you get to go to your yard. Oh
God, but Damien, do you know when I knew that this movie was for me? When after they went to a movie in the movie, and after that movie, they referred to Liam Neeson as Liam Neeson.
Yes,
and I was just like,
okay. Yeah, that Liam Neeson. Yeah, though.
That was me doing.
They didn't quite go the distance.
Right, but they didn't take.
They just reminded you.
Right.
Do you know how funny I am?
Right.
Don't worry.
We got you. The cat disease being that he'll be a kitten forever. Just so much dumb things.
Oh my goodness.
In this stupid movie.
Everybody loves that cat.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody loves that cat.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness.
These and murderers.
But you see, you guys have spoken. And that's the thing, as they say, you talk about.
It's just bits.
It's all just bits. And it's all just. You know, ooh, I like this movie because this joke and that joke and that joke.
But it's just
never ending.
It's been a long time since I've been this upset when an intermission happened. Like when they stopped this movie, I'm like, you motherfucker. Just so upset. Like, why would you do this? Why no? It's our movie. No one is that hungry and no one has that small a bladder. Just let it go. Jesus.
No, we're not watching Frozen. Stop it.
You feel better?
No. Really.
Okay.
But yeah.
I mean, Ice-T or Ice Cube was in this movie, so no jokes to be made there.
But there was a house bunny.
To read that part,
so good. Oh my god, this movie is just so fun. It's and you know what it is, it's not aggressively funny, right? It's not like you're side splitting, but at the same time, it could be. It's one of those where you just watch it and it's just perfect.
Like, it doesn't feel like it is trying too hard.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it knows that it is funny.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, let's just continue going down this stupid
feels
road.
Feels like Douglas's best movie. Feels like the movie that Douglas intends to watch.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
For the
Douglas
rest
is
of his
going
life.
To watch this movie a lot.
Yep. I can tell you that from now.
Like, I mean, we're all positive about this movie. But, like, I mean, I might be the only one who wants to say it out loud, but at the same time, this isn't the movie that when I think about it, I put it in the list of my top five favorite comedies. Right? And I don't know if it's that it's just the movie that I just saw as opposed to the ones who I've watched repeatedly throughout my life.
Yeah.
Right? It's not Blazing Saddles that I've been watching for years on end.
Right.
And I know that after 30 watches, I'm still laughing at it.
It's not the Holy Grail.
So for me, this movie feels like The Big Lebowski, essentially, where you watch it and you're like, ah, that's cool. And you just keep watching it. And whether it is that it just, you know, well, for me, I feel like this is definitely going to build with age, but even if it just weathers the storm and you're just able to watch it, I don't like to say constantly because not many people are like us and crazy like that. But, you know, you're able to watch it on a whim and it does the job. And this movie is so good.
Like, Douglas hates Spy, so I don't want to bring that up. And, like, so let me use, like, The a cappella movie. I'm saying, man.
Pitch
movie.
Perfect.
Right. Whenever I see, whenever I scroll past Pitch Perfect, there's like, I smile as I'm like, I love this movie.
Yeah.
And then you watch like a little piece of it, and you're like, all right, I'm just going to watch like 5 minutes, get like 2 laughs, and yep. then be out, cut to an hour and a half later. Like, this stupid, stupid movie. It's going to be one of these movies.
Yep.
Like, it's just funny, and like, I don't see it. I don't see this movie not standing the test, because none of the, there's jokes that are specific to right now about this movie, but a lot of them aren't. A lot of them are just are broad enough that you will be stupid forever.
Am I the only one who thought that they named Method Man Cheddar because his name was Cheese in the Wire?
I'm pretty sure that's what it, and one, I smiled when they called him Cheddar. When Will Forte's stupid face said Cheddar, and I realized that that was Method Man's name. I expected one more Wire cameo, which did not happen.
I forgot about that. I forgot that was his name.
You were looking for Omar, weren't you?
I mean, it would be perfect. If Omar was one of the guys that were the out-of-town niggas. Jesus Christ. This stupid movie.
Oh, boy.
And then, of course, movies like this does what all movies like this do, which is they have the regular people, Kian, Jordan and mm-hmm. Keegan, infuse their real lives into this gangster world. Mm-hmm. And then you see it pay benefit at the end of it in a way in which I can't help but laugh.
Yep.
And I can't help but just enjoy.
And actually, the end of this movie makes this movie so much better. So much better.
Yep.
Just the way that they deal with the, let's just say, the consequences of the night.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That is perfect. Because nobody ever goes there.
Yeah.
And they're just like, you know what?
We're
going to go there. We're going to go there. And guess what? It makes this movie funnier for it.
Yeah.
It's just like, you know what it is too? It's funny not necessarily because it's funny, though it is.
Yeah.
It's just funny that you look at it and you're like, listen, it's funny that I'm doing this, but this is actually how real life should go.
Yeah. this world that we've created where everyone loves this cat, but there's still some real world elements in there. And there's real consequences.
Yeah.
To all the dumb things that have happened
but Damon,
throughout the course of the night.
Legally speaking, I didn't help you with it.
Yeah,
no.
I love that. Yep. I love that.
No, we killed those.
She's trying hard.
Hard. No. But legally speaking, you. I liked how we handled the situation.
I know one conversation that I would like to use the we word, but not this one. But yeah, this movie is pretty great.
Everyone should watch this movie.
Like, I mean, we're getting this movie like 5 months later than everyone else. So most people would have seen this movie and they're now waiting for like the video release.
It's
for people to catch up.
It's sad that this movie made less money than Ride Along.
Yeah,
I'm not okay with that.
I'm sad that you put this movie alongside Ride Along. That
there's,
you compared
there's
it to
black
Ride
people
Along.
That star in the movie.
Racist.
Yeah. Yeah, America is racist. As it turns out.
It's a black movie
mm-hmm.
with two people in
mm-hmm.
a comedy
mm-hmm.
with crime.
Yeah.
I think I've hit every note of Ride Along.
Yep.
The only difference is Ride Along 2 is in Florida.
No, the only difference is this is funny and Ride Along.
No,
is not.
That too.
No, that is the only difference. God, this movie is good. It's so good.
So, okay, which is the best name?
Mm-hmm.
Iglesias,
mm-hmm.
Keanu, or New Jack? What's the best name for the cat?
Shark Tank. That's the name of Shark Tank. It's the best name. Get that bitch. I have some cats now. I'm going to name them Shark Tank and Tectonic.
The only thing that I actually didn't like about this movie, I like the ending where they go to that consequence stage. Only thing I really
go to that place with consequences,
right?
I love how you're just like, I'm not going to say the word.
Yeah. that place where people who do things go to get their consequences. The consequence, please.
The consequences.
The principal's office.
The tax office.
The only thing I really don't like, and I know like it's dumb for me to be kind of picky about it, but I don't like at that stage what they do to Neil Long. Like, I don't know.
They had to do it. They had to do
like,
it.
It's really it's just 2 only, seconds.
It's right? The only thing that makes sense. Because it's so dumb.
Yeah.
Right? It's the... Right, they had to continue super making this dumb movie dumb.
Yeah.
And it's the only thing that would continue.
I was fine with that.
Right.
It was like a... Just a, an enhancement of her initial response to Gangsta.
Right.
Shark Tank.
Right.
Okay.
No, to Shark Tank.
Shark Tank, sorry.
The,
Clarence, that's his name. Clarence. The, yeah.
The only other way that they could have made... Like... The only way that they could have gone with it is to make her, like, even more gangster than... So, like, when he says something gangster, she goes super gangster. Right? She's, like, super hood rat about it. Nah, nah, nigga. Thank you. Thank you, stupid show. Nah, like, this at point. Like, I really am afraid to watch this movie again. Because what I have in my head, like, there's never a dull moment. There's just them going, like, when they walk into the strip club for the first time.
And the girls are just standing there. Oh, my God. That was perfect. And they have this word. Look like, yeah, what?
Right? Like, look, married. Just, thank you. And just walks off. It was the best movie ever.
I just got it. Steven Seagal.
Steven Seagal. Mm.
Oh.
Yeah, I like this movie a lot. Like the... I don't know if it's... No, I mean...
I'm sad that... Like,
there wasn't
I
a lot of people in there.
When's they come in this movie with the gun?
Yeah. There was a lot of people in there and a lot of them... Most of them didn't enjoy it as much as I did.
Yeah.
There were a couple people who were on board. But then there was people who... I don't know if it was because it was like date night or whatever, and you don't like as a man you don't want to seem overly
into George Michael.
Into George Michael dancing. Mm.
Oh, oh, you have no father figure.
He was never seen again. Like, Jesus. All right, no, we have to stop. But I like it sounds like people were laughing harder and more in Ride Along than this movie, and that makes me sad. I
well,
expect it.
I will say
but
this.
I was hoping for better because, like, a lot of the comedies that we watch, I don't expect regular people to just walk in and go, "Cool, this is funny. Let's get on board." Because there's a lot of things and references that they point out that only idiots like us would get. But yeah. This, like, I expected more people to just be hysterical throughout this. And there's points where, of course, they hit it, but, like, it wasn't overwhelming. Like,
it was the same thing
with,
like,
sad.
When I went to Barbershop last week.
Oh, no,
Barbershop was, like, people were dying in that movie. Where I'm like, yeah, it's kind of funny. Like, it had good moments, but it's not crazy, right? As opposed to this movie, which had me, right? And it's just humor. It's just a sense of humor. And even movies like this, as much as we like to use the word dumb, right? This movie is super dumb. It actually uses a lot of references that you have to keep awake for. You have to be on your toes to catch to a certain effect. With movies like Barbershop and Ride Along, they don't have that. They keep it at the lowest of like, bases.
This is the broadest thing.
Right?
The easiest joke I can make
so
about
that
this situation.
They know everyone.
It's a catch-all,
right?
We need to scrape in as much idiots as we can.
The other day, I was at work. You remember Leslie?
Yes.
Leslie works at Digicel.
Oh my!
And I went to her desk, and I looked over and I saw she had like 3 laptops, 6 cell phones all sitting on her. I'm like,
oh, you're scanning. Looks like you're, that's impressive.
Looks like you have, you're doing lots of stuff there. Looks like you're trying to take over the world. And she said, yeah. I'm like, looks like you need a second one. Like, you're the brain. She said, yeah. Can I nominate myself for the other role? And you could see the wheels turning for like a few moments. And like a hard minute later, she just couldn't stop laughing.
She's like, oh, pinky and the brain.
And, and it's like that. Mm-hmm. It's like, some movies don't do that, even though there are ones that do.
I mean,
which make it accessible.
There's
that
Deadpool joke that Andrew took a while to get on board with.
Yeah, some difficult comparisons. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's there. Right? Because, I mean, I don't get all those Marvel in jokes. Right?
Yeah, those Marvel in jokes.
I couldn't believe that.
Oh, I was dying. Damien, I heard him say it. On my way to the bathroom, I was still laughing when I got back into the theater.
Like, when he made those... So, when I was watching Deadpool, and he made that specific reference...
Yeah, I was dead.
Of course, I was, like...
I was the only
leaning,
one, but I was dying.
I was, like, leaning on the other...
Yeah,
Tears coming out of my eyes. Laughing so hard. And just watching everybody. Like.
Yeah, nobody else.
Like, I honestly, at some point, feel that they didn't get 80% of the Wolverine jokes in that movie.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but, boy, I don't know. Like, I like to think that I have, I'm pretty open to most forms of comedy. But when it's too broad, that is where, like, because, alright, so Kevin Hart, for example, I've listened to most, if not all, of his stand-up, and I enjoy most, if not all, of them. But then when he brings it into movies, there's a couple times where he hits it, but most of his movies, and I don't know if it's his fault, and I don't care. It's not for me to know. Most of his movies just seem like they don't seem
good.
Yeah. They don't, like, I'm, they don't seem targeted at any audience. They're just like, he is black and he's short, so let us make short people jokes and black people jokes.
And he is a loud and obnoxious person, where he's like a chihuahua, right? But, where he's just like going off and...
But here's...
It's a scene big.
Stop it. When... in 22 Jump Street, when they started making jokes, like...
Idiot.
Like, when they put Ice Cube in there and they just had him be angry the entire time. And then they didn't, like, they used the fact that he's angry as, like, that is the catalyst for the joke. So, Channing Tatum running around saying he banged the captain's daughter. And then him shifting the gun from one to the other. I was like, all right. That is a joke that, yes, black people are loud and angry, but that is a joke that would have worked regardless of who played
just
it.
Just anybody,
right?
In power.
That is right. It is funny because of the thing that happened, not because of the person that is playing the role. Mm-hmm. And that is what I think all of Kevin Hart's movies are missing. Like, this movie would have been funny if you put in any different type of... Like, the Key and Peele characters could have been played by millions of other people.
Except Kevin Hart.
Except Kevin Hart. Definitely not him. Because they'd have to lift him up and... but, like, this movie, like, it's... Like, a lot of the jokes are broad, but they feel like there's a direction...
No, of
to
course.
This movie.
And there are enough, like, just specific jokes, like the George Michael stuff.
Right.
Because who really talks about George Michael to any degree anymore?
No one.
There, I guess there kind of was in our most recent movie, like this, right? The Deadpool movie, because right. he talks about Wham and
right.
How that's when they earn the exclamation point. But like, and it's not a one-off. Mm-hmm. It's this guy's. Clearly, in real life,
yeah.
he loves George Michael.
Yeah.
Because there's no other reason yeah. for him
that he'd write this joke.
This is his ode. Because right. it's not even just yeah. he wrote this joke.
Right.
He wrote an opus. He wrote a love letter
George Michael.
And let's make this yeah. clear. The movie's soundtrack is soundtracked by it's George
absolutely.
Michael.
Absolutely. It's like 200% George Michael. And don't check that math. Okay?
And so is that like... Is it that, all right, if we're going to make it specific to people who would get why this George Michael joke is funny, that excludes all of
and
the
actually
other
that's,
people?
That's what's great about the way that they did this, because they played the music together, it didn't need to be specific. They're just like, listen, you hear that? This is not music that these people generally listen
yeah.
to. That's why it's funny. That's all you really right. need to know, right?
I think the true difference between all those things that you're talking about, all of the Kevin Hart dumb jokes and these jokes, even Deadpool, is context. Is in all of these movies that we're talking about positively with all of what it's doing, mm-hmm. is that it properly contextualizes the joke you want us to focus on. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make us start with the assumption of, mm-hmm. oh, look at Kevin Hart, isn't
right.
he funny?
Right, he's right? short. So let's make jokes about him jumping to grab
so,
things.
So, like 22 Jump Street, they set up the context
right.
for the demeanor of the character.
I guess he could be in 23
right?
Jump Street
for
just so that he could jump to try.
For Keanu,
the
they set up the context mm-hmm. of the George Michael joke that then pays off even bigger as it keeps going on throughout the movie.
And boy,
so,
does it keep
right?
Oh, yeah.
Even to the Deadpool joke of Wham, where at the end of the movie we have him playing the song.
Mm-hmm.
And it pays off in bigger mm-hmm. ways because they set up the context well. And that's not anything about anyone being typically funnier or not funnier. It's about good writing and good storytelling is all.
Ah, damn it. That's why Chris Rock movies up. He's...
Like,
top 5
I
was
like,
good.
Top 5
was awesome.
I thought...
I was going to say that's the one movie that I like the 2 seconds that Kevin Hart is in. Top 5.
I thought
Kevin
Hart's
in there for 2 seconds.
I thought
he
Kevin Hart was
Chris
bad.
Rock's agent.
Yeah. I thought he was bad in his really? Movies, and then I saw Down to Earth recently.
I haven't watched that in forever.
I remember
you,
at
you
the time
I the
thought
most?
It was decent, but I'm sure it's
the
worst.
One I remember the most
Tiger,
is
Tiger
Head of State.
Yeah.
Head of State is the one that I have in my mind.
Yeah. I remember that, but
and
that's because you like
Bernie
Mac.
Mainly
for who?
Bernie Mac.
For who, sorry?
Bernie Mac.
For who, sorry?
Bernie Mac.
Beanie Siegel?
Beanie Siegel.
Bernie Mac.
Beanie
Bernie
Miss
Mac.
Beanie Mac Bernie Rap Gorilla Mac.
Beanie Macaroni.
I'm out for the spiller.
Like whoa. Which is not the same person, but I'm still letting it go.
Lord.
Yeah, I think we've talked about this movie. We've
yeah.
talked about all of that
it's
a lot
so
and we can kind of close that
watch
off there.
This movie.
If you haven't yet,
guys,
wait for the DVD and go and watch it.
Listen, just get that
glory.
Bitch, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just get that bitch.
Get that bitch.
what
I will say that there's no cats like that.
Oh.
I have 6 of them now in my house.
There's none that have that disease.
I don't want any of them in my house. They just live there. and they're terrible. Cats are terrible pets. They're the worst.
Damn. That girl was fly, right? Shy. But did you see that Liam Neeson's movie with them wolves, though? The one with them big-ass wolves and Liam Neeson's in it?
Liam Neeson's is my shit.
Yo, Liam Neeson straight jacked up them
man,
wolves,
and
man.
He fucked them wolves up, man.
Shoot, man.
Hey, and don't even get me started on that one when they took his daughter.
Straight tooken, starring Liam Neeson's.
Man, Liam Neeson's on the phone like, I have a certain set of skills.
Man, don't fuck with Liam Neeson.
Yo, don't even try and be rushing around Liam Neeson. He'll take your arm out. Fractures of the man. Get on the man. And then, oh, you see the second one, though? And the second one, the Russians come after him, and he fucks them all up anyway.
Taken 2, starring the incomparable Liam Neeson.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's my shit.
What about Dark Man? No.
No, huh? What about Liam Neeson and some Dark Man? No. What about Dark Man?
When Liam Neeson's
face was changing up there? Homie was straight face changing. Now that's just Liam Neeson's acting right there,
but
man.
Straight up, I kid you not, Academy Award caliber classic Neeson's.
Come on, seriously. I mean, like, Neeson's already need to have a statue.
Liam Neeson's ain't got no.
He ain't got a statue. He ain't got a statue. He ain't got a statue.
Nope. 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 Mm-hmm. The Oscar goes to Liam Neeson's Dark Man. Nigga's face was changing. Mm-hmm. How hard is that?
It ain't hard, Doc. It's not hard at all.
Damn.
That's stupid, man.
Ops. Ops. What,
Battleship?
Battleship. 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 Straight killed a robot boat.
Liam Neeson's is my shiznit.
Woo!
But you know who I like as much as Neeson's?
As much as Neeson's?
Mm-hmm.
Who?
Bruce Willie.
Oh! Damon, do you have anything to bring for the class?
Anita Sarkeesian put out a new video. Frequency video. I know I don't want to play games anymore or watch TV because I feel like I sexually speak and it's not fun. I keep watching those videos though. I don't read any of the comments because boy,
I think she's turned them off at this point. I think she just legitimately goes, I care about not turning on comments for these videos anymore.
Speaking of the worst people on Douglas, there's a game called No Man's Sky. It is a game where you fly around the universe.
I read about it.
Forever.
I've heard that name.
Right.
Sounds familiar.
It's a game, small developers, people really, really wanted. It was supposed to come out in... Oh, good. It was supposed to come out in a couple of days. And last week, a video game website reported that the game was going to be delayed. And Sony and the game developers said nothing for about 5 days. In that 5-day period, there was people threatening to kill the journalist for reporting lies about the video game, right? Then Sony and Hello Games had to step in and go, calm the fuck down, guys. We're actually delaying the game. Instead of at the end of
and
this
by the
month.
Way, and by the way, let's be clear. Mm-hmm. Delaying by 2 weeks.
No, two months. It's two, at the end of
it's
all.
2 months?
Yeah.
I thought it was 2 weeks.
They're like, listen.
Andrew's death threat just went live.
Right. They're like, we're going to put it out at the end of August. Just relax. They did that thinking, all right, now we've settled these lunatics. No. There's people who are threatening the developer of the game. Alright, threatened to murder them for delaying a video game. Now, when I heard this story, my hand was on my phone. I was calling Cable and Wireless to have them take off. I don't want to be part of this anymore. I want this to stop now, and I know the one way to get it to stop is to not have.
Well, listen, doesn't the NSA just track all of the internet, so can't it just, you know, explode the devices as they see that being sent or something
the
like?
The government is bad at everything.
Come on.
Because the government is run by people. People are idiots. There was a time I thought the internet should be a basic human right. And there's people who have been going around petitioning for it, you know. It's food, water, shelter.
Internet.
Internet, right? Because that's the world we're moving. I feel now that we have enough evidence to justify that not being the case. We shouldn't give the internet to anybody anymore. We should get the internet like how... we should get, parcels of internet.
Or essentially what you're saying is we should treat the internet like driving cars.
Yeah.
You need to
you need a license.
A basic a basic level of something.
You have to be over 18.
Basic level of qualifications, and then you may apply.
You need to be over 18. You need to get a license. And if anyone sees you abusing your license, you start docking points until we ban you from the internet again. That is how. I think it's time we do it, because we've done it the other way, and boy, it hasn't worked. It's just been a garbage fire. And like, reading about it, people are showing like other instances of people doing this, but for things that aren't video games, so like movies, of course. There's people who took exception to Batman murdering people in the latest movie and had harsh words to say to the directors and actors of that movie. And I want to be part of the Internet Enforcement Agency. I want to show up to people's house, read what they say, and slap them in the face, and then haul them out to prison. Can you read this back to me, please? And then as they read it, just start writing them a ticket, and then have like a giant paddle that I smack them in the face with, and then bring them to prison, because this is not working out. We've had our fun with the internet. We've had, what, 20 or so, almost 30 years of this lawless shit show that we've had. And they've been mostly negatives. We've stolen, we've stopped paying for pretty much anything. We just decided, how about we not pay for music, movies, porn, sport, like anything, if I can.
As long as I don't need a physical thing in my house, and I don't need to pay for it.
And we're getting away with it, and it was fun for a time, but I think it's time we stop. We have to bring. Because we can't, like, people can't just threaten people's lives. Maybe I've been threatened, but I wouldn't check Twitter to save my life. I don't care.
They're sending it right now.
Sure, feel free. I live in Jamaica, so good luck with that. But, because you don't, I want to brush it off as people on the internet are people on the internet, so they'll say dumb shit, but who cares? But after a certain point, when you live with other people, you have to consider their safety as well. When some jackass on the internet is like, I'm going to find you and kill you for this ridiculous thing.
No, yeah, of course. I mean, because, you know, there's a big difference between, like, for instance, me joking and saying, you know, I'm going to murder Marino because fuck him for moving to Manu, versus, like, some people really mean that shit.
Right, like, going onto Twitter and, like, say...
Just some dark, just troubling shit on there. Yeah.
How did you get here?
The thing that gets to me, right, is that, like, you can't stop crazy people.
You really can, though.
Like, you can't stop that first step, right? You can't stop that first step of that guy who actually starts to type, right? Because he's typing, right? He's in his silo, and when he presses send, it sends, right?
Mm-hmm.
The thing that troubles me the most about all of these things, right, is the moderation of it. Right, so like earlier you were talking about GameSpot forums, and we were talking about how when we used to be on it and used to be a wild show, and you're talking about how it's gotten better. The thing that frightens me the most about all of this, for example, Twitter, right? People have been talking for years. Well, let me not say years, like Twitter's been around forever. But it's been around a good while.
Yeah.
At this point.
Well, didn't Facebook turn 10? Boy, I'm old.
Right? About Twitter's ridiculous attempt to not moderate its system as to what it considers harassment and what it would use to determine whether a user is to be banned or something to be removed or whatever, and them hiding behind the guise of, look, you can just block the guy if you don't want to see it.
Oh,
right?
That's how the internet works.
And there have been ridiculous cases, like just screenshotted all throughout the internet of people showing you what's being sent around. And Twitter just going, and they've they've continually tried through wonderful PR marketing attempts to make them seem like a better community, where they're going to do better things about this. Talking out recently about a whole new method of reporting harassment. But at this point, I don't trust them. I mean, luckily enough, I'm not internet important enough for people to be throwing shit at
me. The worst thing that happens is every now and again, like, a porn bot follows me. Like, that's about as bad as it gets.
Every once in a while, I'll get into a dumb film argument with someone.
You're not important.
And it's long past the days of me getting into the arguments with Devin Faraci on the internet about dumb things. Because I used to.
Who, by the way, have you seen? He's in hot water again.
He's always getting into shit. But like he's left people like me alone now. He's no longer getting into dumb arguments with me.
He's better than you.
There were times where I used to say dumb things to begin with to start.
Oh, of course.
I'd be like, them black and white movies. He'd be like.
But not even just that too. You weren't jaded. You're jaded now, Andrew. You just don't even engage those conversations. And I remember when you first came on the internet.
When you were young and happy.
You're like,
I'm going to be the moderator.
I can talk to this fellow. He has a differing view. I will talk to him about it and let him know.
Let me straighten this out for him. You seem to be in the wrong, sir. I need to print up that shirt. The internet thinks you're wrong. Thanks, internet. Stop being wrong on the internet.
I love that picture online. That the guy is like, someone on the internet is wrong. Cancel all of my meetings.
I think I like this other one that's been going around where they're like, this is Bob. Bob disagrees with someone on the internet. Bob went home and ignored. Please be more like Bob. But moving on, because I don't want to talk about internet harassment.
You notice we generally end up talking about something like this.
Yeah.
That's probably
my. I have something I want to talk about today.
Right, go ahead.
No, I don't really. All right, but
it's a line through his teeth.
I like the Roots, and the Roots.
What?
The Roots apparently have their festival, and
the
Roots? I have decided. It is awesome because apparently they're going to be playing with both David Byrne and the Wu-Tang Clan. And
so let me get it straight. Black Thought and the Roots.
Yes.
First of all, there's no and there.
I know.
The Vendor.
Right. Alright, Questlove and the Roots.
No, it's
Questlove and Black Thought and the Roots.
As the other people you don't know.
What you talking about? There's Kamal on the keys.
Mm-hmm. Right, all those rap lyrics that I've heard throughout the years, names of people I refuse to know because there's a thousand of them in that group. Right, so the Roots, you say you like them.
Yes.
What does that have to do with movies?
I don't know.
I mean, they're on Jimmy Fallon show.
They are.
So I guess that's technically
I saw Questlove send something out about his picnic and
I haven't bought a ticket yet.
But Andrew, I don't have anybody in Philadelphia to go hang out with, so.
You're right, Roots fans.
Roots. Just walk up to Questlove and be like, hey, dude.
Questlove, I flew from Jamaica to come to this shitty city to listen to you play music. Where can I sleep?
Airbnb, that bitch.
I do follow him on Instagram. He should respond to me if I ask him, right?
Also don't have an Instagram account. Because staring at people's pictures is creepy. As boring to me as reading what people say on Twitter.
So,
just especially out of context, just here's a picture that someone took. All right. Are you a photographer? No?
All right, could cool. be, though.
No, you couldn't. Turns out, no, you could not.
Especially with that iPhone.
A, you don't own a camera. And B, you don't know what you're doing.
All right. So, our second favorite topic to talk about. Big budget franchises.
Yeah!
In movie world.
Wars.
And to keep,
2016.
And to keep things flowing from what we were just talking about. I read an article today by one Mr. Devin Faraci.
Oh, I thought we were going to talk about something else.
I thought it was more Roots. Talking about Roots?
No.
No?
All right. No, I'm gone past Roots.
The Roots was on TV the other day.
Not the TV show.
Roots is being remade.
Yes.
As a movie.
a miniseries.
What?
Yeah. It's a miniseries.
Why? That's already it's started there.
Yeah, but we the roots exist already.
They're making
and it's good. One. No, but it was good then.
Right. They're doing
no, but we have
don't
a good one.
Don't you know how this works, David?
No, no. But we have a good one.
Don't you know it's they're making it into a musical?
No.
The roots are starring.
Guys,
right. But we have a good
Black
one.
Black Thought is Kunta Kinte.
We have a good one.
Why
that already
isn't
it
Questlove? Why isn't it Questlove?
I don't know.
But anyways.
I don't know crunching. Anybody else. I don't
guys.
Think I've ever watched that show.
It's. I think people are surprised that we're no longer drinking on this podcast
because
wait,
like they have
wait,
to
we're
be
not drinking
to be dumb at that.
Devin Faraci wrote an article today.
Right.
Who
is he again?
He's an internet guy.
Oh, he writes on the internet.
He writes on the internet.
So he's broke.
talking about big Hollywood franchises and mainly the fact that a lot of these movies this year haven't been doing so well.
Good.
Right.
It's about time.
And talking about it, bringing up a theory that he has audience, the reason why this is happening is that audiences are no longer immediately gravitating towards that new sequel just for the sake of seeing another one of this, but more importantly gravitating towards sagas, to franchises which are earnestly attempting to
you know
build
those comics really aren't that great.
They are. I've been reading them again.
Yeah, I'm joking. Actually, I didn't mind it when I was reading it.
These movies that are building worlds and making you feel invested in characters as opposed to films like, say, for example, Neighbors, where they go, it made $100 million, let's do another one, and they literally rehash the story with the same people, and you're just like, I guess if you like Neighbors, you might like this. Which, I'm not, he's not discrediting the fact that some of them don't make money, right? But for the most part, especially this year, they are not performing very well.
Alice bombed.
Thank you.
Alice bombed. Neighbors did poorly.
Thank you again.
This weekend gone by, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2 did poorly.
Yes.
Jungle Book.
I think it's time.
However,
I have a new theory. Don't make shitty movies.
No. That's also what I was going to bring up. Because over the weekend, I was following a conversation on Twitter in which someone said, guys, let's stop making this sound like it's some smart-ass thing. Hollywood doesn't have a sequel problem. They have a shitty movie problem.
Yeah.
Right? And weirdly enough, the one movie which kind of makes me think about this a little bit more that he points to is X-Men.
Mm-hmm.
Now, X-Men has crossed the $100 million mark.
Of course it
did. After
X-Men
two
movie.
Weekends.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at the history of the X-Men
right,
movies,
it won't get anywhere close to the $200 to $300 million.
It's not
million.
Doing
yeah.
as well as all of the rest of them.
At least in America, it is.
Right, yeah. And we always use
America
numbers.
Anymore.
We always use America numbers because at the very least, I'd like to think... Not
until they can't.
Right.
Like, it's always, it did poorly in America until they look at the overall figure like, we should make one more of this because worldwide it made a lot of money.
No, I think the business will continue to do that for their own reasons, obviously. But I think for the sake of tracking...
He makes those reasons sound all mystical and like almost secret.
Right.
For the money.
Yeah.
Because cream, right?
Cash moves everything around me.
Kamirma?
What?
Cash rules everything around me.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he said cash moves.
I know.
So it's a
I know.
Anyways, I think for the most part in these discussions, we use American numbers because we have enough of them. We have the history of them right now. Worldwide numbers, as far as I can see, hasn't been tracked for very long.
Right. Who cares how many people watch it in China?
Right.
They're
until
not people.
5 years ago. but the X-Men franchise.
Yeah.
This one didn't do as well. It did obviously okay enough,
yeah,
but didn't
it
do as well.
Good.
But more
no,
importantly,
I think it's because they decided to do a crossover with the Care Bears. I think that's what happened.
More importantly, when you watch that movie and how that series has developed, as opposed to Marvel's cinematic universe, as opposed to what they're doing with Star Wars now. You can see that the X-Men movies are literally what all the sequels have been doing in any other property. They're just rehashing pretty much the same story, change a few faces, go, right? And it's they're theorizing that that's hurting the box office. And to read this one paragraph out of the article, I quote, "The answer to me is that Civil War feels like the next chapter in a story. Ninja Turtles feels like they just needed to make another movie because the first one hit certain metrics. That's exactly how The Huntsman feels. And it's a movie that's flailing about to explain why it even exists. I like Neighbors 2 a lot, but from the outside, it certainly looked like it's stuck in sequel formula. The same things happen twice to the same people. Quote, how can the same shit happen to the same guy twice, end quote. John McClane once asked himself, having a meta moment where he understood how Hollywood sequels work. Now, we can continue to kind of just go around the table and talk about how the movies are just generally bad.
They're bad.
Or why are we talking about numbers, even though we have a box office game where we talk about numbers?
I no longer do it. I didn't pick Star Wars, so I'm going to lose again.
But I'm just curious if we at least have any thoughts or feelings on seeing movies, whether they be bad, good, or indifferent.
I don't think or feel anymore.
Just kind of seeing these trends as we're watching we're watching Captain America 3 slowly creep to 400 million, and at the same time going to watch Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles for the next 3 weeks try to hit 100, right? Even though we've all agreed none of us are watching Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles,
not even
except Douglas, who picked it for not his fantasy for league.
Give it a 12.
So Damian, because I know Douglas is just going to shrug his shoulders.
I don't, man.
What was the question?
I'm a grown ass man. I don't have time to have real numbers to worry about in my life. Don't make shitty movies. Like, when bad movies fail, when good movies fail, we're kind of like, we go, you know, movies better than, like, Fury Road didn't fail, but it should have made what Star Wars made, and Star Wars should have made $13. But that's not the world that we live in.
Bad mind.
Oh, yeah. No. And I'm talking about the fantasy game. Because I don't even I picked
it
Fury Road.
It has nothing to do with the fantasy game.
Right.
It's still
one
bad
movie
mind
is
for
greatest
a movie that you
movie
just
I've...
decided is
no,
bad.
No, it's not decided. I saw the movie with my
eyeballs. I know you did.
And it
I know
was
you did.
Not a good
okay,
movie.
Did you like Creed?
Yes.
Exactly.
Because it is a
exactly.
superior movie.
Damian, it's the same thing.
Douglas,
it is a remake
Douglas,
of the movie what
right.
came before it
fine.
With the same name.
Fine. Then one is a better remake than the other.
And I
don't
mean,
give a shit. What I'm saying is, when good movies don't make a lot of money, we go, you know, this sucks and whatever. And then we get angry when bad movies, say Alice, makes trillions of dollars. But there has to be, we hope, you know, some kind of yin to the yang. Now, Transformers has not seen a yang. It's just kept making money despite getting, I mean, it's hard to say exponentially worse because my brain can't fathom how much worse another Transformers movie will be. But with the Ninja Turtles, we saw that movie. That movie is the trashiest trash. And other people, I assume, saw the movie. And when they said, all right, let's do another one, everyone with eyes that saw it the first time went, not even the money in the world. Like, what? Like, we aren't going to watch that movie, and we have a podcast dedicated to the watchmen of movies. Right? And we're not watching
the fixmen of right. the watchmen.
And thank you. that was a joke for the three of us. Everyone was like, did he just say, he couldn't have said Watchmen? There's no way he said that.
Wait, put that on our shirt. Yep, the Watchmen of movies.
How many people do you think just rewound the podcast just to be like,
wait,
hang on, what did he just say a while ago?
I'm fairly certain he just said Watchmen? He said Watchmen? No, that's it, there's no way. Must be
he didn't know how to spell that movie name, did he?
Must be hearing things.
He didn't read the comic book.
Like, these shitty movies,
suck, and as a result, no one is going to watch him. The Jungle Book is incredible.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And everyone went to see that movie. Now, I assume Finding Dory will make $1 trillion because the movie before it, everyone loved and continues to love. No, it won't
make any money because and apparently there are two lesbian fish in the movie.
Oh, of course. Well,
so, yeah, not cool.
That's why Ellen DeGeneres is broke and dirt poor now, right? Because her show, no one watches that.
Yeah, I know, right?
Only when Kate McKinnon comes on.
Idiot. like, this is what is supposed to happen. When you make shit, then no one should watch it.
And I mean, the only thing I'll say before we go any further is one of the counterpoints that I brought up in the article are the few instances this year of legitimately good original movies that didn't quite hit. Things like, well, I guess this one is definitely a bad example in my mind because it seems more niche. The Lonely Island movie, Popstar. And also,
is that really legitimately good though?
So people like, are that's,
yeah. No, hold on. Yeah. I'm not saying never that. It's, stop, I'm not saying that people. Some people don't like it, and some people do, and that some people think it's funny, and some people don't. But that's not the type of movie where, I mean, you have to try really hard. I think, especially in that. I don't even want to say that genre, but that type of comedy to be considered really, because that's literally like dumb jokes, right? So for you to pull that off, like, it's difficult.
It's a parody, but it's not a parody of a movie. It's a parody of like a lifestyle that all of us has grown up seeing. So
and other one that he mentions is a Shane Black movie, The Nice Guys, which was definitely highly marketed and looked to be.
Was it purpose I guess it towards was.
At least trying to but hit some numbers?
That's weird though, because a movie like that, I suppose it probably was highly marketed, but I never understand people. Like, did you really think that movie was going to make money?
I mean,
that movie, no, you people like us, right?
I don't think it'll hit Iron Man money.
We love it. But we were always going to love
100
it.
100 could.
All right, fair enough. But if you're putting serious marketing behind a movie, how much money do you think you're putting behind it? Less than 100?
I guess you're right.
Come on.
Boy, the movie business sounds real, real shitty.
Yeah, that's why
But the funny thing about this is, right, and Andrew, you talk about it, and Damien, you talk about it. It's all about just making the movie good. Not necessarily. It actually doesn't even matter if you're rehashing things, because a prime example, at least for me, I know I probably like these movies definitely more than everybody else in the room, but possibly more than most people, is the Back to the Future movies. All three of those movies are the same movie, but just literally the same people in different costumes.
Before people knew what good movies were.
But and I know I can't have this conversation with you because you clearly hate those movies. But those movies are all fantastic.
Are they though?
Yeah, they are.
Are they though?
And I know I like it because one, nostalgia, and two, dumb jokes. But
where are the dumb jokes now? I watch a couple of them. Boy, those dumb jokes. See, I so like Michael J. Fox. Western one? At a lot. Yeah, that's
like, I like Michael J. Fox.
Legends of Tomorrow had a better Western episode than Back to the Future.
I mean, I'm not a massive fan of the Western one, but I see, because he said a couple, I'm like, it'd be weird if David didn't touch the Western one, David's a Western guy.
I tried. Boy.
But it's so good.
Is it though?
Yes, it is.
I love 1 and 2 though. Yes, one and is. 2 are great.
So great.
So dumb.
So good.
Not good.
I feel like this is its own sign-off right here. Just one after
it's like
other.
Djokovic and Murray.
Vying for the...
Anyway, yeah. So it's all about just making the movie good. Because you can still make a movie good, still follow the formula, and it works. Mm-hmm. It may... You may come out of the movie and be like, I like that movie, but... And you talk about the failings and how it was the same thing as the old one, but you still like the movie and you'll still watch it again. You know, so, I mean, it's...
The thing is, if you make...
But I agree, like, not necessarily... But going against the formula is definitely a positive for me.
All right, I don't really want to put too much into this, but keeping on his theory, keeping to the positive of his theory, stating that people are looking for sagas and not just... random sequels,
right?
Saying the movie needs to be good,
Let's talk about Thor 2, The Dark World.
Let's talk about Thor 1, The Bad One, and right. Thor 2, which, The Worst One.
Which, thank you very much.
Both hit 200 million without batting an eyelash.
Yeah, but those are already...
Yeah, but they didn't hit the 400 million exactly. that Civil War hit.
Yeah.
Because it...
All right. Those movies have... You have to understand, those movies aren't movies that aren't making money, right? Those movies have an audience. Those are... It's like... It's
no,
like
but I mean, it's got to the point where... Even if I'd like to think that even you, to a certain degree, if Thor 3 comes out tomorrow,
of course I'm going to watch it.
Before you even complain about how much you hate all the Thor movies and Thor, you will watch it regardless of anything else because you're like, I'm invested in Marvel and I will just at least watch it the one time.
I have to tell you, Andrew.
not Thor. I'm done.
Like I'm not done yet.
I am OWT.
But actually. It's something I've been thinking about is how invested am I in Marvel? Because even with the latest Captain America, which I really like, and that's a first. Well, it's not a first for Captain America, but it's a first recently for me to really like one of those like team up Marvel movies off the bat. And I liked it, but it was kind of an exhausted kind of liking it. It was like, sure, I like this, but are we doing anything else? And I feel like I'm kind of getting to a saturation point, spandex perhaps. Fatigue. Yeah. I mean, and it may just be a specific thing because I think back to Guardians, even though Guardians is probably, what, a couple of years ago now, where I still love that movie. And
fun.
Exactly. And there are other super, like Deadpool.
Ooh.
The greatest.
Are you looking forward to Suicide Squad, or are you kind of like
I wouldn't
when it
say,
comes out?
Yeah,
watch it
I wouldn't say I'm looking forward to it. I wouldn't. I also wouldn't say that I think it's going to be particularly bad. I'll watch it. Why not?
Every review
but I'm not.
I've seen for that movie. Everybody's like, ignore everything else that you saw this year.
Oh really?
This is the one.
You've seen reviews for that.
Yeah. There's people. There's people who went to early things and they're like. Listen, this is...
It comes out in August.
Yeah.
I've actually, now that you think about... Now that I think about it, I've heard people say good things. But,
yeah,
but
are like,
it's,
this is
it's,
the, this
the,
is the
thing
one
thing about
we've been
it
waiting
for me
this.
Also is it's hard for me to get into the hype anymore. Because I used to... I had time...
We were in it too long.
Yeah.
I think we exhausted ourselves. That
yeah,
is why we
but
are
no, not
pushing
even,
so
no,
far.
Not even just that. It's just the... I guess where I'm at now in terms of what I can focus time on. And... It used to be a situation. I remember when the first Star Wars movie hit, and 2 years before that came out, I knew all sorts of things about
it.
Who was in it? What people thought they were going to do? What people said was going to be good about the potential script that was being rewritten by? Like I knew all of that shit because, well, I didn't have anything else to do. And there was so there was that, and no, it's just. I'm kind
of
tired.
We're
and,
cycling
and that's
out
why,
of,
and I think that's why you notice I don't really watch. I've barely watched any of that like experimental shit that I used to watch because it requires me to sit down and think about it, and I can't do that anymore.
Douglas, where you're at a stage, like that's where young people will take up the mantle.
Mm-hmm.
They will. They have the time.
Yeah.
We understand what
us
time
old
is
people.
Worth, right?
Yeah.
I mean, like, I refuse to do this. I cannot spend the time. What, like, the thing I'll say is, if you make your movies good, it will foster goodwill.
Yeah.
The first Batman movie was good enough,
mm-hmm.
but it didn't make the money that they wanted it to make. That second Batman movie came out, and the whole world said, this might be the greatest movie we've ever seen. And so people kept going to watch that movie. Again and again and again. The first Avengers movie, that last action scene was so spectacular that people just ignored that there was a first half to that movie and just kept going and watching that movie. But when the second one came out, like there was a big initial push and then everybody went, I don't think I need to watch this one a second time or a third time. And that is where the money that these movies make don't come from like 100 million people watching the movie once. It is lunatics watching the movie over and over and over. That's
why didn't Mad Max make more, Damon? I know you were there like
because
10 times.
Enough people didn't go. I watched that movie 3 times in the, I hate Carib a lot. And I went three separate occasions to watch that movie.
Oh, yes. So, on the topic of hating Carib, mm-hmm. about 5 minutes before the movie ended.
We're talking Keanu now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Keanu. We got a nice surprise. They decided, you know what? This movie's not that good. They don't really want to finish watching it. Mm-hmm. And so they closed the curtains.
I just got up. I was ready to walk out and go home. I'm like, I care about it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Right. One time Andrew Dub demanded satisfaction from the people. And now he's just like, no.
Demanded his money back. Let's not talk about him demanding satisfaction from anybody. Please.
But it's so much better. It's such a better phrase. All right. Pulling out the thesaurus thing.
Do I get to...
That's where pistols? I got.
Do I get pistols? Do we get to have to walk away like in Berlin?
No, that's where Watchmen comes from.
Satisfaction.
The X-Men First Class, the move the coin, everybody went, that is awesome. And so the movie that came after that, everybody went, I don't care what they're talking about. I will go and watch this. And then it was time travel shenanigans. And so by the time this movie rolled around, all of the goodwill that was engendered in people from First Class kind of started to diminish.
You don't think people really liked the last one?
Oh, I really don't think
so. There was a lot of goodwill out of Days of Future Past.
Yeah, I thought so. People liked it, but I really it wasn't liked it. Like it wasn't like when First Class came out, people really liked that movie. Days of Future, like people watched it and enjoyed it, but it was like you could see that they were going back and telling where Wolverine came from and all these things that we'd seen before, and this one just isn't that good, and so there wasn't that push. Again, I don't know what is happening with Transformers. It is just a black box of my hatred and money. I don't understand what is happening over there. But
you get to watch another one, you know, next year or the year after. I think I can't even remember when.
Like, if I'm married then, and she says, like in the agreement that we'll write up, because I don't have any money, so I'm sure she'll have a prenup ready for me.
The marriage like, agreement.
Listen,
okay,
you need to watch Transformers with me because it is what pays the bills. I'm going to tell her no. Even if that
is it in your fantasy wife, no, is she that like is the producer
only,
no, of
that is the only way. That is the only way that situation would arise, and the answer would still be no. Right? It's the only feasible.
Are you marrying Michael Bay?
Right. Say I'm married Michael Bay. Right? And he's like, listen, if you want Bad Boys 3, you have to watch this. Even then. And I really want Bad Boys 3. The answer is still nothing is worth me losing more of my eyesight to that.
So we're all saying that it's just down to a bad movie problem.
Yeah, if you make the movies terrible, then people go, that movie's... People should go, that movie's terrible, and I'm not going to watch it. It's the only explanation for Alice. The first one is trash. Yeah, and everyone went... Nah, yeah. I'm not watching that.
I mean, but some clearly there are outliers. For instance, yeah. Jurassic World.
Yeah, that movie's trash.
Wow.
No, but the thing with Jurassic World and the Star Wars is that when the gap.
Did you seriously just put those things together? Yeah. You're such a dick.
When the gap exists for such a long period. Then nostalgia colors your view of the movies, right? The Indiana Jones movie, the one that we shall never speak of again, when that came out and they nuked the fridge, everyone went to see that because you're like, it's been 1,000 years. Let me go and watch Indiana Jones. And that movie made money. And if they had put out one the year after, that movie would not have made any money.
Yeah, that movie.
They were wise to look at that and go, we got away. How much? $300 million that movie made. They were wise to not put out anymore. Because had they'd have lost $300 million, is what they'd have lost. I am guaranteeing that whenever the next Mad Max movie comes out, it will make more money than the last Mad Max movie. Because unless there's all of the Mad Max people are like me and actively driving people away from watching Mad Max, I'm pretty sure it's going to make a lot of money. Because that movie, it is crazy how much I like that movie. Like, it's so good.
Is it though?
Yeah.
Or is it just...
Uh-huh. Is it just what? Better than everything else that we saw that year? Yeah. Yeah.
So, Damien, my last question for you is, how far England going to place in Euros?
What's Euros? I'm busy watching Copa.
It starts on Friday.
Oh, well, ask me on Friday. All right, so England will do their customary thing of getting to our quarterfinals.
And then I think they'll make it to the semis.
Can they get...
How will they do?
I think they'll get to the semis.
I don't understand how
that... Can
they
get
how
knocked
does that
out
work
before the, before the group stages... are finished? Because
I mean, they
if
did that one
if
year.
If that's possible, then they will do it.
I remember they did that one year when they did not make it to the Euros, and that was spectacular.
The McLaren year.
And then they proceeded to follow that up with a just terrific World Cup campaign.
Balotelli begging for a kiss from the Queen.
just watching England, they're like, instead of focusing on the fact that their team will never win anything, just focusing on hating Balotelli. Just watching that. And just watching him bask in the... Like, that's why he's never been as good since. He enjoyed the hate. Like, he needs a country's hatred to fuel his talents. And he doesn't have that anymore.
Anyways, I think that's about the end. I guess there's nothing else anyone wants to add about.
No. I never knew about this news item.
And that's the end. Thanks so much for listening.
First,
and have a good night.
I do not care that you're a multi-platinum selling rapper, Gunrack. What I care about is that I 100% know that you murdered Darnell Simmons. So, you better start talking.
Yeah, but you ain't got none.
I'm very glad that you said that. Because I, respectfully, I beg to differ.
I killed Darnell, yeah, I shot him with my nine. I shot him 9 times, 9 p.m. on the dime. And by the way, it was November 9th.
That don't mean nothing. I got a vivid imagination. I couldn't have shot Darnell. I was at my cousin's birthday party. Red Lobster, November 9th.
At Red Lobster?
Mm-hmm.
Jeez, I gotta tell you, Gunrack, I find that really hard to believe.
I got an alibi, birthday Red Lobster. When in reality I shot Darnell like a mobster. It's a lie, anyone could tell this if you know about my allergy to all shellfish.
Just confess, Gunrack.
I confess that shellfish is the only thing that rhymes with tell this. It's just words, detective. Nouns, adjectives. They just happen to be in a dope order, but we ain't got no pearl.
Shot up Darnell with a long-ass gun and tossed it into the aquarium.
I have no idea what that object is.
I don't...
If I had to identify it, I would call it a gun of the long-ass variety. Some seaweed in there, too. Look. Detective, I had to break it to you. I ain't killing no one.
Stroke my chin real slow when I'm lying. And I was laughing super hard as Darnell was dying.
The name of the album is I Killed Darnell Simmons.
It's a concept album.
A concept? That's a picture of you. A picture of you. And behind you is Darnell Simmons' body.
Coincidence.
You're going away for a long time, you understand? You're gonna confess if it's the last thing you ever do, you hear me, Gunrack? I'll be the audience! I'll be the audience!
Yeah.
He's free to go.
What? No. No, 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 no. We have everything we need.
No, it was Simmons' girlfriend. She just confessed to the whole thing. Infidelity, crime of passion. Let's go, Mr. Rack.
Bonus track, I got a ride or die, bitch. I think you get the gist. And when you let me out, I'm gonna blow a little kiss. This is my confession, admissible in court. I killed Darnell Simmons for sport. That's right, I'm a murderer. Come get me. Come down the hall, you can't get me. Okay.